AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The national average price of a gallon of gas is $4.37, up a quarter from a month ago, $1.40 from a year ago. Drivers, especially those who drive for a living, are complaining.
For guys like me who, like, pretty much my business is all about driving, I work all over the place. So, yeah, gotta be filling up my tank every day. Yep, but what can you do?
All the same, more people are on the road and are still planning summer trips. AAA's Andrew Gross.
The roads are more crowded. Everybody's out. People are feeling more confident and more comfortable about getting out and moving around.
President Biden defends his administration's efforts to ease the impact of high oil and gas prices and inflation. He adds voters need to be wary of what he calls ultra-mega Republicans and what they might do should they win control of Congress in the coming midterm elections.
They don't want to solve inflation by lowering your costs. They want to solve it by raising your taxes and lowering your income. I happen to think it's a good thing when American families have a little more money in their pockets at the end of the month. But the Republicans in Congress don't seem to think so. Their plan is actually made working families, is going to make working families poorer.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott, head of the GOP Senate Election Committee, says President Biden should resign. Former Food Network personality and celebrity chef Mario Batali is found not guilty of indecent assault and battery in a bench trial in Boston. A woman accused Batali of aggressively kissing and groping her while taking a selfie at a bar in 2017. In his verdict, Boston Municipal Court Judge James Stanton agreed with Batali's lawyers that the accuser had credibility issues and that the photos suggested the encounter was amicable. After four women accused Batali of inappropriate touching in 2017, he stepped down from day-to-day operations at his restaurants and left the since-discontinued ABC cooking show, The Chew. This is AP News. Supply disruptions and a plant shutdown have led to shortages of infant formula.
Analytics firm Datassembly says 40% of big box stores are out of stock, up from 31% in mid-April. It started with spot shortages during the pandemic. Then in February, Abbott, the company that makes Similac, recalled several major brands and shut down a large plant in Michigan after federal officials concluded four babies suffered bacterial infections after consuming formula from the facility. Two of the infants died. Missouri mom Laura Stewart tells the AP she has had to use four different brands in the past month for her 10-month-old daughter, who normally gets a type of formula made for sensitive stomachs. On Monday, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the Food and Drug Administration is working on the issue.
So what they're trying to do, in the shorthand of it, is increase supply by working with a range of manufacturers.
For now, experts are urging parents to contact food banks or doctor's offices if they can't find formula and caution against watering down the formula or using online recipes. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.